This is a download from BFM 89.9. The business station.
All right. Now, but of course, in other headlines, in just under a week, OPEC will meet in Vienna. This matters because it will make a decision on oil market supply. So what is going on in the oil market? In Asia, the trade war's impact is showing in everything from profit warnings by Japan's automakers to sagging Chinese diesel consumption. In Taiwan and South Korea, run rates are being cut as weak demand for fuel products erodes margins.
And it doesn't look like it's going to get any better anytime soon. A wave of Asian mega refineries is coming on stream this year, flooding the market with cheap fuel and setting off a price war. Not to mention, not quite in the clear with regards to the tensions in the Gulf following recent attacks on oil tankers and political conflict in Venezuela. Not to mention America's standoff, thank you Trump, with Iran.
So as we look ahead to the outcome of the OPEC meeting, let's turn to Rob Barnett, senior analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence, focusing on energy and utilities. Thank you for joining us, Rob. Now, next week, OPEC and its allies are scheduled to meet in Vienna to decide about another production cut extension. What considerations will go into the decision, and what are your expectations?
Thank you. We'd expect that OPEC is likely to push for a continuation of the current agreement, which is about a 1.2 million barrel per day cut of supply to the market that they agreed to last year. One of the big considerations is the fact that U.S. oil producers have significantly ramped production. And so the OPEC group has to make trade-offs between market share and their ability to affect prices in the market. Right now, we would think that a continuation of the agreement is broadly supportive of the rebound in prices we've seen over the past 12 months.
Yeah, of course, Rob. Another big meeting happening soon is the G20 summit. Could developments at the summit impact OPEC's decision, in your reckoning? And if so, how?
Well, I think the biggest component of the G20 meeting that could influence the oil market will be the U.S. position towards Iran. As you are probably aware, the U.S. Reimposed sanctions against Iran last November, and that situation has led to a steep fall-off in production from Iran and exports of oil from Iran. So the sense is that the continued escalation of that conflict could further hamper supplies out of the region. Broadly, based on sanctions alone, we wouldn't expect to see Iran fall much further. And I would note that Iran is not subject to quotas under the current OPEC agreement.
And moving on to Russia, they have been complying with their quota under the OPEC Plus cap. Do you see them continuing to curb production?
Yeah, we would expect that OPEC and Russia will generally continue to have some cooperation. It's been in OPEC's interest to be aligned with the group, although they've been slow to comply with their quota or obligation under the agreement. It's about trade-offs, right? Because for any one of these countries, you're sacrificing market share if you do rein in production, especially given the fact that the world is a bit awash in oil supply right now because of the U.S. primarily. And also there's expectations for slowing demand. If you look at IEA, EIA, even OPEC, their expectations for demand growth have been coming down. So you've got kind of slowing demand, rising shale output from the U.S. And so the big lever on the market is what OPEC is going to do. And if Russia were to walk away from that discussion or cooperation, it would certainly harm the narrative that the group is trying to project.
Now, Roba, there have been all kinds of events impacting the oil markets in the past few months, like the recent attacks on oil tankers in the Gulf. And not too long ago, we were also looking at Venezuela. So in your view, what are the current main pressure points affecting the oil markets?
Yeah, so I think OPEC is the most near-term driver. I'd continue to keep an eye on Iran. Venezuela shows no sign of improvement, so I wouldn't expect a reversal from what we're seeing there. And then the two big wild cards would be Libya and Algeria. Libya is essentially on the brink of a civil war. Some would even probably call the current situation a civil war. Algeria is in political turmoil as well. Amazingly, oil and gas production has been very resilient to what's going on the ground in those two countries, Libya and Algeria, but I would keep an eye for potential disruptions looking into 2H or the second half of the year from those countries. Not to say that they're going to happen, but that's where some of the real risks to the market are in our view at this time.
Thank you so much for joining us, Rob. And that was Rob Barnett of Bloomberg Intelligence talking to us about some of the pressure points in the oil market. And you know what, guys? Another interesting rogue element in this is Donald Trump, because he's called on OPEC to pump more in order to bring down the oil prices. Yes, he has. And
how does it work? So how does Donald Trump's exhortation to them to pump more, i.e. increase supply, drive down prices?
Yes.
What is wrong with the man?
Yeah, so some of the OPEC countries have come out to say that, you know, you can't really be telling us to do this when we've been trying.
Isn't he a walking disaster zone, this man?
His argument is very simple. If oil is cheaper, mm-hmm. cost of doing business is cheaper, American companies make more money.
Let's look at this in context, right? What we have is OPEC meets on July 1st and 2nd. Okay, we know that. We've established that, right? We've also got demand for oil very, very bad because of slowing global growth. But at the same time, OPEC and a lot of these countries, including Malaysia, we need the revenue to balance our budgets. I think Saudi Arabia need oil prices to be at $85 a barrel to balance its budget. Right now, it's trading at $67. It's not good.
Also, some of the OPEC countries have come out to say that you cannot place sanctions on two OPEC countries and then promptly turn around and blame OPEC for oil prices. So that is another interesting element to this story. Now, we're coming up with a couple of messages, and then we'll be back to look at some local stories for you. So be sure to stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.